So since she is namona, you only have a chiyav davka shloish l'simcha. 3 days to be v'simcha with her. So it comes out, if the person's a bachor, his chiyav brachas is 7. He has to make all 7 days sheva brachas. But the chiyav to be masamecha, that's because of her. So if she's only an amona, the chiyav is only 3 days, not more. Therefore, there's no stira. Brachas taka, if she's a psula, the chiyav brach, or he's a bachor, the chiyav is 7 days. When she's an amona, the chiyav brach is only 1 day. That's all. But the chiyav simcha, that's for 3 days. Tomorrow, Meisri Avakasha. It says clearly, Mevorchin lepsula shiva. You make a bracha when you marry a psula 7. Poshu means 7 days. Uliyal ma'in yam echot. El amona. If you marry an amona, you only have to make a bracha 1 day. That's all. That's a stam braisa. So, my love, aren't we talking about afilu almono? Shenistes le bochor. Even though the chosin is the bochor, still the chiyav brachas is only 1 day. So when it says loy, maybe not, that's not what we're talking about. Maybe we're talking about dafka li almoin. We're talking about if the husband is an almoin, he was married already, and she was married already, now the chiyav brachas is only 1 day. So what do you want to tell me then? Avol le bochor, well, let's say the husband is a bochor. He was never married yet. Even though she was already married once before, my, what do you want to tell me now? Shiva, like we said before, that you have to make the brachas all 7 days since you're a bracha. The bracha goes bust of the chosin. You have to have 7 days of brachas. Hiyochi, listening, why doesn't the brisa say, Mevorchin lepsula shiva? Tak, if you marry a psula, she's a psula, you have to have sheva brachas for 7 days. Uli almona, if she's an almona, she nisves lebocher. If he is a bocher, it's also shiva. Let the brisa speak this out. Uli almona, but let's say he marries an almona, yoim echot. But if he's an almona and she's an almona, then it's only 1 day. So why don't the brisa speak this out, that if he's a bocher, it's also 7 days. So Gemara says, it could be that's takad alocha. But the brisa wants to say, milsa psikta katoni. The brisa wants to say clear things. That what's something clear, a psak alocha, the lek of psula, the bots from yeshiva. You never have a psula that has less than 7 days of shade of brachas. Even though the husband is an almoin, he was married once before, so what? As long as she's a psula, the chiv is also to have shade of brachas. Velek almona, the bots from yeymechot. And you never have an almona in a case where she was married already. You never have the case of an almona that she has less than 1 day. That's psika. True? It could be sometimes she has more than 1 day. If the chosin is a bochor, then the sheva brachas would be 7 days in economy. But in the case where he's an almoin and she's an amona, for sure you have to have 1 day of brachas. Therefore there's no stira. But that's what the mark comes out before. That whether she's a psula, or whether he's a bochor, then the sheva brachas takar is for 7 days. Just when she's an amona and he's an almoin, then the brachas is only 1 day. But for simcha it depends. If she's a psula, you have to be mesamech with her for 7 days. If she's an amona, then the chiyuv simcha is only 3 days. Kufa. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Lihuna Bar Nosin. Tana, we learned like this. Minayin lebirchas chasana biyasara. How do we know, Taka, when you make sheva brachas, you only make them, you only save them if you have 10 people, you have to have a minion there. Shinem, we learned out from Boyaz. It says, Vayika chasara noshim mizik biir, vayoymeh shvu poi. So he said, sit down here, and that's when they made the sheva brachas. So here we learn out by boys, they made the sheva brachas in front of 10 people. Versus Rabbi Avua. Rabbi Avua says from a different posik. Rabbi Avua from another posik. Posik says, b'makalois, when you get together, you get a tzibur together, kahal, is always 10 people, borcho lakim, then you give a bracha back to Hashem, of borcho lakim, Hashem mimkor Yisrael. Hashem is the makor, the origin from Klal Yisrael. So we'll soon see with Dashin's about Iske Mekor. Talks about the same brachas now about chasna that has to do with Puravu about the Makor of Klal Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Avua learns out from this pasuk. But Makalois, when you have a kahal, or 10 people together, then you can say these brachas about Mimkor Yisrael. Trashi, Mimkor Yisrael, Al Birchas Makor. Sora kahal, if you want to make a bracha about the Makor, that's like the womb of an Isha, so you have to have a kahal. Vaino Asor, you need 10 people. K'may hakel esayda, v'yein hakel pochas miyeda v'yeda asor, k'yafinon miyadas miraglim, had mos leida roa, yotze yeshua v'kolet. Skitz a kal, and always aida means 10. So you have to have 10 people, you don't want to make the brachas about Mimkor Yisrael. So So kids, we have two different sukkim. So Gemara asks, for Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, that uses the first pasuk. Why Kroder Bavua, my Dorish Bey? What does he do with the second pasuk? Why doesn't he like a Bavua's pasuk? Of the Makala is Baruch Hulakim. Why doesn't he use that pasuk? So when he answers me, Borla Lekertanya, he uses that pasuk for different drosha. We learn like this. Hoyer Rabbi Meir Reimer, Meir used to say, Minayin Shafilu Ubrim, Shebe Meir Imon, Omru Shira Layom. How do we know when Klai Yisrael went through the Yamsuf afterwards? When they said the Yaz Yashir, that even an Uber, even a child in the mother's stomach, also sang Shira to Hashem. Shenema from this pasuk, the pasuk says, but Makalo is Baruch Hulakim, Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. Mimkor Yisrael means even the Yisrael that was in the Makor, was in the mother's stomach, in the womb, he also sang Shira back to Hashem. So this pasuk is teaching us about the Yaz Yashir, that even the Ubrim, the Meir Imam, sang Shira. So therefore, he doesn't use this pasuk of Sheva Brachis. Therefore, Rav Nachman has to use the first pasuk of Vaibayis. For the Marv Yiduch, what does Rabbi Avuah Taka do? Why does he use this pasuk for Sheva Brachis? The Chur is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kaim, Rabbi Avuah says if it's only for Kriyas Yamsuf, Lei Mekro Mibetin. Should have said Mibetin, even from the stomach, say sang Shira. Maimim Mekor, what does it mean the Mekor? The Kval, the will? Like Aliske Mekor, means Aliske Mekor, the Isik of Chasna, of being able to have children, that's what we make these brachas. So his brachas basor is about, Sheva brachas about the chasna. Right, the satsuari of Nachman uses the second pasuk. Rabbi Avuah uses the second pasuk. Now the Gemara is though, for Rabbi Avuah, Bahai Krod Rav Nachman, my Darishpe. True, Rabbi Avuah could use the second pasuk. But why doesn't he use the first pasuk of Rav Nachman, of Rav Nassin, or Rav Nachman? Why doesn't he use the pasuk by Bayez? So the Gemara answers, that pasuk needs for different drosha. Over there we said that they came together in Mizikniir is to make a drosha Amoini v'loy Amoinis. That was the Shaila, that the Pliny Almoini, he didn't want to make the Guli, he didn't want to marry Rus, because he yelled that Rus is also. He yelled she's an Amoinis, Amoinis is also. And there we paskin alocher is no, that Rus is mutter, because when the Torah says you can't marry an Amoini, it's only a Zocher or a male from an Amoini you can't marry. But v'loy Amoinis, if a lady from an Amoinis is Mizgayir, when she becomes a Jew, we're allowed to marry her. And the same thing, Moavi, it's her only asks you, even after you become a Jew, you're not allowed to marry a male from a Moavi. But v'loy Moavis, a lady, a Moavis, she's mutter to marry. So that's the drosha from the first Agav, Yikach Asara Noshim. He says, why? Because these, Rabbi Avuah says, these psychotypes, Lebrocha, if the apostle is only telling us that boy is made a bracha, you need a tent to make the bracha, because the son him, l'sagi the lav the kainim. Like, how come Yad has the kainim there? He says, v'yika chasara noshim is zikna yir. Mashim was a shayla lalocha, that Yad had the zikna yir. But if it's tam ashala to make the chasra, to make the sheva brachas, why do you have to bring a zikna yir? As long as you have a minion there, it's enough to say the sheva brachas. But at this, if you hold that it came there with Torah Sebezdin, like the paskin da locha, that Rus is mutter to get married, it's good why it says zikna yir. Mor viduch, how could you learn out from the first pasuk of Sheva Brachis? Viduch, if he only wanted to make a drosha to say the halacha, like how come you have to have 10 people there? Good, you have to have a bezdin, take 3 people. But what do you have to have 10 people for? So since Boyez was makpid to take 10 people, it wasn't only for the psak halacha, but it was also for the Sheva Brachis already. So that's how Rabbi Nachman used the pasuk to Sheva Brachis. So the Gemara of the Iduch, the Gemara says, the Gemara in, the other ones also know, Lefasumi Milsa, the reason why Boyez took 10 people there was taka for the Psak Halacha. And certain times it's kedai to make a Psak Halacha in front of 10 people that everybody should know about Halacha. Ukadiyomalei Shmuel Rav Chanan v'Gidato. Like Shmuel told Rav Chanan in the place Gidato, he said like this, Puk, go outside, the Isle Beasura, and bring me 10 people. In other words, I want to say Yeshil Alocha, I want to say a Chidishnal Alocha, and I want to say it over in front of 10 people. There's such an Indian to Mafas on the Psak. The Yemalok Piantayo, I'll tell you over in front of these 10 people that Alocha is Hamizak El Uber. If somebody has his wife is pregnant, and the baby is ready nicker, you can tell the baby's there. If somebody now wants to give a present to that baby, you're mazak el uber, you're mazak is some money, you're matona to the uber, locher is kona, the taka the kid taka is kona. That's what Shmuel held. And therefore Shmuel wants to say the psak in front of 10 people to let everybody know about it. The more comes out of Vilkosov, but the Maskoner is not like that, though. That Mazaka Liubel Akona. We hold an Uber is called the Dovish Loibel Yerlem. So you can't be Mazaka to an Uber. Kozman, the kid is not born yet. He's not a person to receive Kinyonim. You can't make a Kinyon on an Uber. But I quote one of you see it's shart to say a Shalon Alocha that you want to say it out in front of 10 people. So you can't say that's the Machlaikis. If the Pasek by Boyes, is it only talking about the Psak Alocha Amoini for Loya Amoinis? Or is it even talking about Sheva Brachas? Right, Tana Rabbanan. Mevorchen Birchas Chasanim the Beis Chasanim. You have to make a bracha of Sheva Brachas by the Beis Chasanim. So Poshit Beis Chasanim means at the time when you make the chuppah, like we do. The Shas the chuppah is Rashi. Kishenich Nesol L'chuppah Nisuyin. When you take your wife to make Nisuyin, that's the time to make the Sheva Brachas. Because in the Gemara's times, like we had before, they used to first make Erisin, just Kedushin, and then later on they'd make the Chuppah. So he's saying, when should they say the Sheva Brachas? B'shas b'beis chasanim. When they go to make the Chuppah. B'shas the Chuppah, that's when you say the Sheva Brachas. Rav Yehuda Oimer, after beis Erisin, mevorchin oisa. Rav Yehuda says, no, even when you make Kedushin, the Gemara's time they make Kedushin one time, and Erisin Nisuin later, even at the time when they make Kedushin Erisin, also you should say the Sheva Brachas. And Amr Abaye said, of Yehuda Shonu, that's only learned, of Yehuda only said it in Yehuda. By Yehuda, the minig was that a Chvest used to make Kedushin, and even write some Shashal right before the Kedushin, right after Kedushin, they used to let them be together, the Chosin and Kala. They used to let them have Yichud together. And the Gemara talks about it later on, they even Amal let them have beer together also. Gemara says reasons why later the Mefarshim say, because there was a gzeira by Yehuda that the Hegmon, the king, had to live with every kala. So the kids said they were afraid that if the king would live with the kala first, maybe the kala punk would like the king, and she'd do it with soina, and she'd become also to a husband. So in Yehuda, they have a minute, they let them, leave a gospel, they let the chosim and kala be alone together, and let them have beer together, because they that the kala should like the chosim very much. So even though right away the guy, the king, will take her away, she'll still love her husband more, and she won't do it for its son, and she'll only do it b'yonis. Kitz was a special takon in Yehuda, they used to let them be together. So therefore, like the Rashi brings down, Kadesh Yaliba Gaspo, Klikamon, Lafikach Mavorach and Vrichas Asanim, Mitchila, the Tanya Masech Tekala. Masech Tekala says that Kala, Beloi Brocha, Asuru, Labala, Kanida. A Kala, before you make Sheva Brachas, you're also to live with her, just like it's also to live with an Ida. So therefore, since in Yehuda, they used to let them be together, to have beer together, there was the meaning to say Sheva Brachas, even Mishas Kedushin. But other places, we didn't have the mini to let them be live together. There was no yichud together. There's no purpose to make the Sheva Brachas b'shas kedushin. But rather, you wait to make the Sheva Brachas b'shas chuppah. Because you say the Sheva Brachas like this Masechta Kalom, that a kala, when it should become mutter to have via with husband, after you have the Brachas. So b'shas chuppah, that's like the tchilas, k'nisa l'levia, then you make the Sheva Brachas. Tan Yidduch, we learn another place. Mevorchin birchas chasanim beis chasanim. Hein echanami. By the beis chasanim, when you make the chuppah, that's when you say birchas chasanim, you say the sheva brachas. Over beis erisin, or birchas erisin, the beis erisin. And that b'shash, you make the kedushin, true, you have to make a bracha, but a different bracha. Not the sheva brachas, but the new bracha you make b'shash kedushin, that's called birchas erisin. Like we do. Or we do it together. But first you make the Kedushin, and you say the Birchas Erisin, and then you make the Chuppah, then you make the Birchas Sheva Brachas. But Kista, there are two different sets of Brachas. So here in the Gemara's times, they used to make the Kedushin one time, so the Shastan made the Kedushin, they would say the Birchas Erisin. And later, when they made the Chuppah, then they would say the Birchas of Chasanim, Birchas of Sheva Brachas. Now the Gemara explains, my Mavorach, what does Birchus Erosin Bashash make the Kedushin? Is Rovin Baravada Varaba Baravada Tarvayo Mishmed Rav Yehuda Omar. They both said like this, Armin, they both said like this. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekenu Melech Olam. Asher Kidishonu B'mitzvoysov. V'tzivonu al Arois. Hashem gave us a tzivon not to live with Arois. Ladies that are also to us. V'yosu lonu es Arusais. And Midrabonon, you're not allowed to live with Yerusa. As even though you make Kedushin, even though you make Kaddish your wife, before you make chuppah, or before you have sheva brachas, or before you have the ksuba, midrabbanan, it's also to have beer with your wife. The also lanu es arusais. Stam and arus the rabbanan made it also. The hit lanu, when did the rabbanan say you're allowed to live with your wife? Es anasuyais. Only after you make nisuyin. What is that? Ay de chuppah the kedushin. When you have chuppah and you have kedushin, then you're allowed to live with your wife. That's the birchas erison. And Rav Acha bray the Rav of Messiah Bo, he ended off. He mishmeid the Rav Yudah, name of Rav Yudah, like we do. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Ayidei Chupa V'Kedushin. So we end off with the bracha also. That's called Birchas Erisin for the Kedushin. So Chitzat Samach Leikis, if you have to end it off with the Baruch Anat. Samara says, Man Deloy Chosim, the first sheet that it said you did not have to end off with the Baruch. Midi Yaviyah Birchas Peris, Viyah Birchas Mitzvahs. He held that this bracha is the same way you make a baruch priyates, the same way you make a bracha the safes patzitzis. The kids who make a bracha on mitzvahs of Paris, it's called the short bracha. On the short bracha, you only start off with bracha to Hashem, chenem alcholim baruch priyates. That's all you have to say. You don't have to end off with a baruch. So therefore, he held also birchas erisin is also considered like a small bracha. You only start off. You don't have to end off. The last man, the Omer, it says, no, you have to end off with a bracha to Hashem. Mekadesh Yisrael adechupa v'kedushin. Midi diavya kedusha, starting with the Kiddush. When we make Kiddush Friday night, we say two brachas. We start off with a bracha and end off with a bracha. See, here also is considered a long bracha that you have to make two brachas. So Rashi learns like this. Birchas HaMitzvah, Rashi says, ala shchita v'ala mila. The chivon the kula chodo hoydohi v'ed hestek bakosha v'entayim loyboya chasima. The Rashi learns not shot a long bracha or a short bracha. If the whole thing talks about one inyan, you only make one bracha. That's birchas hamitzvahs. Mashenken, the other tzad here, midi devya kidusha, kivon the beloshen kidushi, ki kiddush hayayim chasima bo, ki yosem, the bihichas mina mishum diyesh po hefsek goin, ki uyan tchilu lemikroi kodesh. It's by kiddush. You talk about different things in between. Therefore, you have to end off with a baruch. So Rashi is interesting. Even though here we don't talk about different things, but since we say a lashon kiddushin, and that's like lashon of kiddush, but just like by kiddush, you have to have a baruch at the beginning, at the end. Who then by kiddushin also, you have to have a baruch at the beginning, at the end. Tois learns different. Tois learns as a shaila matter. It's a bracha rucha, a short bracha or a long bracha. The shaila is that this considered like a short bracha. You only start off and don't have to end off. But considered like a long bracha, you have to start and end off with a bracha. And the ma'aseh, we start and we end off with a bracha. Hagar, the Ran talks about the churis and modern bracha we say here. Like, what type of a bracha is this? The churis should be a bracha sa mitzvahs. You're doing a mitzvah of kedushin. You should have said a bracha. Bracha to Hashem l'kanam l'chom, asher kishonu v'tzoyis v'tzivonu, al mitzvah as kedushin. That's not what we say. We say, asher kishonu v'tzoyis v'tzivonu, al haroyis. We say, Hashem was mitzavros. To be osed with a lavim, not to live with an aroyos, and it's also lono harusos. So kids, the Ran learns that this bracha is not called the brichas mitzvah, but rather this bracha is called the brichas shvach. The Stam giving shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, as far as the mitzvah goes, since kedushin is only the beginning of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah first ends later b'shas chuppah, and the Gemara's times used to do it two different times, so mainly you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah. Since you're only starting it now and the end is much later, they weren't mistaken a bracha on the mitzvah. But rather the bracha is just on a shvach, it's on praising to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he made these inyonim, that certain ladies are mutter, certain ladies are mutter, are also to you, and this is the way it becomes mutter to you, so it's on a shvach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a little bit right, just turn rabbonin. Mevorchen birchas chasana v'yasor. When it comes now to say sheva brachas, here you have to have 10. What about Birchas Erisin? Do you have to have 10 people or not? Like the Gemara doesn't say you need 10 by Birchas Erisin. The Gemara just says now, Mavorchen, Birchas Chasanim V'Yasara. So some Rishonim learn in Echnami, by Birchas Kedushin, it's enough just to have 2 people. You have to be Mekadosh your wife in front of 2 Edim. As long as you have Edim there, it's enough. Yitzhak, you don't have to have 10 people for the Kedushin. The union of 10 people, Davke V'Shas, the Chuppah, there the Birchas Chasanim needs 10 people. Who then the Ran, the Miri also talks about the Shaila, if you do it together like we do today, we make Kedushin and we make Nisuin together. Do you have to, is it enough to have one kais? Or do you have to have 2 kaises? The Miri also in Svar, it's enough to have one kais. Because he says, really, it's one big inyan here. It's an inyan of being a Kaddisha, and you're making chuppah with it, the same minyan. And he says, midi de'evud, you make kiddush and avdolah on Yom Tif, while Mitzvah Shabbos comes out on Yom Tif, so we make kiddush and avdolah on the same kais, even though one's in of kiddush, one's in of avdolah, but since they have the same minyanim, you can make two mitzvahs on one kais. So the Miri says, who are then? You can make kiddushin and the suyin on one kais. However, the mice, our minig is not like that. The minig is, of the other shittas of Rishonim, that we use two separate cases. We all, Kedushin is called one thing by itself. Maybe the way the Ran learns, it's a special mitzvah, brachas ashvach, for the Kedushin, and then the Sheva brachas is a special inyan by itself. Our minig is, usually we use two different cases. One for the Kedushin, and one for the Nisuyin. So turn around, b'vorach brachas son of Yasura. Kol Shiva. All 7 days, when you make Sheva brachas, you could only say the brachas if you have 10 people there. Number of Yehuda, Vusha bo ponim chadoshes. You also have to have somebody new by each meal that you didn't have before. It's not enough by Sheva Bracha just to have 10 people, but you have to have a new face. Kids, that makes the biggest simcha there. If somebody new is there, so if you have a new face there, then you can say the Sheva Brachas. In my Mavorach, what are the Sheva Brachas? Rav Yehuda, Baruch HaTashon, Gan Mechalom, Shehakol, Baruch HaChvoidai. All right, stop here. We'll go through the Sheva Brachas tomorrow. Stop here.